This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The state of Wyoming will sell a one-square-mile parcel of pristine land bordering Grand Teton National Park to the U.S. government for $100 million after Republican Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon signed off on the deal that ends the state's long-standing threats to unload it to a developer. Under the agreement, the federal government will pay the appraised value of $62.5 million for the property, while privately raised funds will pay the rest. The valuable parcel of land is carpeted by a mix of trees, shrubs, and sagebrush on rolling land that has a commanding view of the iconic Teton Range and is prime habitat for animals including elk, moose, and grizzly bears. The state of Wyoming has owned the southeastern Jackson Hole property, bordered by Grand Teton on three sides and National Forest on the fourth, since long before the National Park's establishment in 1929. It is the last and most valuable of four state-owned parcels sold to be annexed by the park in the past decade. The federal government granted such lands to many states, particularly in the West, at their statehood to help raise money for public education. Despite the location and astronomical value of the land parcels, they brought in relatively little revenue for the state through grazing leases and other uses. Over the years, governors have sought to goad federal officials into buying the lands by threatening to auction the precious parcels of land off. The Wyoming Board of Land Commissioners, made up of Governor Gordon and the state's other four top state elected officials, voted 3-2 in November to proceed with the sale after debating whether to negotiate a trade for federally owned mineral rights elsewhere in the state. The deal to add the land to the national park came only after Republican Governor Gordon got an agreement that the U.S. Bureau of Land Management would not put too many restrictions on oil and gas drilling in Wyoming. As fans prepare to cheer on the Montana State University Bobcat football team against the North Dakota State Bison in the FCS Championship January 6th, they'll have an added travel option. United Airlines has added a direct round-trip flight between Bozeman, Montana and Dallas, Texas, the closest major airport to Frisco, where the FCS National Championship will be played. United Airlines will fly Flight 2702 to depart from Bozeman, flying direct to Dallas on January 5th. The Montana State University Bobcat football team had, for the first time in team history and for the first time in Big Sky Conference history, an undefeated season, had home field advantage and a first-round bye through the postseason playoffs, and advanced to the national championship in Frisco, Texas. A self-driving vehicle technology company named Aurora is expanding with a facility in Bozeman. Aurora will open a new office and testing facility on the Montana State University Innovation Campus. Aurora is a self-driving technology company headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that is working to outfit freight-hauling semi-trucks with technology that would allow them to drive location to location without a person at the wheel. The company's new campus in Bozeman designs and manufactures laser sensors called LIDAR, a critical component that detects objects and their movements more than four football fields away from the truck. Aurora has high-tech testing and development labs with thermal chambers and vibration tables, as well as all the models of laser sensors made in Bozeman over the last decade. Aurora's previous sensors, named IO, Europa, and Titan units, will be modified and improved in future vehicle versions. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.